You are listening to Business Day Spotlight.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the Business Day Spotlight podcast. Today, it's an interesting one because we're talking about what might be a change in the way that people are transacting out here in the world. Now, my name is Mdiwa Gavaza, and I'll be your host. And I'm joined in studio. By Mr. D'Souza. That is Richard D'Souza, who is a senior partner with Altcoin Trader. Right, and he's going to be just giving us some insight, some background around some of the big news from this week, which is around Facebook's the newly announced Libra blockchain. What is it going to mean for the world? What is it going to mean about the way that we interact and transact online? And is South Africa ready, you know, for this new new coin, new tokens? We don't know what they're going to be called, but let's see how it goes. So, how are you, Richard?
I'm great, thanks, Madiwa. Thanks very much for having me on this podcast.
No, definitely. And thank you so much for coming. I think, you know, for the few listeners out there that haven't really been, you know, seeing the news headlines over the last 2 or 3 days, can you just give us a little bit of insight into what Facebook is announcing and what they're actually planning for 2020?
Well, on the 18th of June, Project Libra was announced, okay, by the Libra Association. They launched their white paper on the new coin that they are planning to bring forward. I don't think that people at this stage quite grasp the impact that this is actually going to have on the financial landscape. This news is massive. It's not something like Bitcoin. It's not something like our traditional banking system. This is a whole new story. It's very interesting, very exciting, and of course comes with a lot of dangers too.
So, you guys run an exchange?
We do, yes.
So, does it look like you're going to be listing Libra on your exchange? One. Two, do you think the SARB is going to accept Libra as a form of payment in South Africa? Because I think that's been the sort of the traditional challenge when it's come to cryptocurrency. And I don't know if it's fair to say Libra. Is Libra a cryptocurrency?
Okay, well, a lot of questions all bundled into
one. Yes, all bundled into one, yes.
Let's break them down one by one. I think if Facebook or the Libra Association get the go-ahead and are able to launch this coin, it is going to be massive. I am totally gobsmacked and totally astonished that something like this would actually go through, because Facebook will have such massive adoption that cryptocurrencies and traditional things like Bitcoin are nothing compared to what could happen with Facebook. Now, having said that, let's assume that it does go through and the regulators, and I'm not only talking about South Africa, I'm talking about regulators throughout the world, allow this to go through. We can see exchanges all over having to accept this coin, because it is the new financial system. So, and notice the choice of my words there. I say accept this coin because it's not really a tradable coin. It is going to be pegged to a basket of traditional fiat currencies, which means that you're not really going to be able to trade it, because the price is not going to change that much. But more importantly, we, as I'm sure all exchanges, will want to accept it as a payment method, as a way for people to put funds onto our exchange so that they can buy more traditional cryptos.
Yeah. So I guess from your point of view, what actually makes, you know, this such a massive thing? Because I think when Bitcoin first came out, and I think it must have been late 2017 when there was that real bull run on Bitcoin at the end of 2017, it touched some crazy amounts, but it's also, you know, come back down. You know, is this another hyped situation, or is there actually some substance here?
Well, that's an interesting one as well. You know, Bitcoin is 10 years old, and a lot of people really don't even know about it as of yet. Yet, but Facebook has billions of users. So the difference here is overnight adoption. Facebook has also teamed up with 28 really tech giants, key players. You know, the ones that stand out for me is Master and Visa. So obviously, the adoption will be like overnight it will be explosive. Mm-hmm. Now that will be the difference between Libra coin and Bitcoin. So you will be able to pay anywhere with Libra coin. You won't have to carry a wallet anymore. So Bitcoin is always battled with one thing,
yeah,
and that is adoption.
Yeah.
Now Libra coin or Facebook coin are going to overcome that because they already have a captive market.
Yeah. So from the get-go.
From the get-go, they come out of the gates and they're already at full speed. So that is why it is so amazing. That is why this news is so, so massive. And people will see that in the months to come.
So can you just let the people that are listening know why the issue of cryptocurrencies has always, you know, sort of seemed like sorcery of some sort, you know, because there's always been a lot of confusion around one, what it is, and what, how is it traded, how is it exchanged, how do people get it, one, and, you know, regulators have also, you know, sort of tended to be like, what is this thing? But now, you know, just talking and hearing people, you hear them saying that because Libra is going to be a stable coin, that it's likely to get approval compared to what was happening before.
You know, a lot of people, when they look at crypto, especially the man in the street that doesn't understand it, the question that I get most often is, where does this coin get its value? What is it backed by? Yeah. Why is it worth anything? Okay. And I think that that has been another major stumbling block for cryptocurrency. Look, it has very, very sound reasons why it has its value. And, you know, if you do a study into it, they become apparent. I mean, there's a blockchain behind it. There's masses of work. There's hundreds of thousands of people dedicating their lives and working on the platform. So it has a lot of value. But people don't seem to understand where that value comes from.
Yeah.
Now, Facebook are overcoming that by pegging, and it's still at this stage speculation, but they're going to be pegging the dollar, the pound, and the euro. Mm. So in other words, if you buy, let's give an example, one Libra coin, they are going to take that equivalent and put those traditional fiat in a bank account.
Yeah.
So it will have real value because they will be holding the money behind it. Mm. So it is backed by something.
Yeah.
And that is why it people will very quickly understand it, where they were confused, as you put it, by the sorcery of crypto. They will understand that the Libra coin is backed by traditional money.
Yeah.
So that sort of objection will be taken out of their minds very quickly.
Yeah. And on the regulation side, is there any existing regulation at the moment, at least in South Africa, just around cryptos, whether it's the buying and selling of crypto, or is there any regulation that you know, looks after, like your exchange, for example?
Yes, the South African government and the Reserve Bank in particular are very, very forward thinking. Mm. We meet with them on a regular basis, so do the other industry leaders. So although there's no official regulation, they are monitoring us and controlling us very carefully,
yeah,
and in a very positive way, because yeah, they are scared of, you know, the brain drain, and they are scared of skills leaving the country.
Mm.
So they have created a platform, they have created open communication. We are, although not officially, we are being regulated. We meet with them, as I say, and we discuss legislation, we discuss things. We report to them quite often on suspicious transactions.
Mm.
We KYC our clients, you know, so it is happening, and the government is very proactive in this area. Now, as far as Libra coin goes, the question is maybe not will the government regulate it or not. It's are they going to have the ability to regulate it or not? Because could, as you know, everyone has Facebook,
yeah,
and everyone has WhatsApp.
Mm.
So it's going to be almost impossible to ban those technologies. And yeah, if I can simply make a payment to you via WhatsApp,
mm,
they say it's going to be as simple as sending a photo.
Yeah.
This opens a whole can of worms. I mean, why would we need our normal financial system?
Mm.
If I can pay you with Facebook and I can go and buy a burger, a coffee, or anything by simply paying with my WhatsApp app,
mm,
all of a sudden there may not be a need for traditional money.
Yeah.
In addition to that, If you take all the children between 9 and 18 that don't have credit cards, that battle to get bank accounts,
yeah.
they've got WhatsApp. So it opens a whole new sector.
Mm.
This is something that is, if it happens and if it's rolled out the way Facebook's planning, it's going to be massive.
It will. It will. I have no doubt in my head that it's definitely going to be massive. But I just wonder, like, implementation-wise, you know, how is it actually going to be done? Because, like you said, you raise an important point, the fact that you can't stop people from having a WhatsApp or a Facebook Messenger, for example. But can the Reserve Bank stop you from exchanging your Libra coin for Rand?
Well, the question is, will they need to stop that? Because if you are able to buy Libra coin, okay, would you ever need to exchange it back to Rand if it is accepted everywhere where Master and Visa is accepted?
Mm.
Or will you be able to? I think, let me put it this way, we might reach a situation where the youth of today are going, we don't want those Rands anymore, we don't use them, we only use the Libra coin. And that's where the government and the banking system is under massive, massive threat.
Yeah.
Libra coin should not be seen as a threat to Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies.
Mm.
It should be seen as a direct threat to the government and the banking system as we know it.
Yeah.
Because if I never need Rands anymore, the government has got nothing to stop. I will simply, as a young South African, I'll simply use my WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger to pay all my bills.
Wow. I hadn't thought about it like that, but I guess it helps us to get to that stage where people have been having this debate about having a cashless society for a long time, you know. And if I've taken my credit card and I've bought Libra coin and I'm able to go onto all my websites and get my stuff bought, delivered, etc., will I ever need to actually get a physical coin or note to actually go and buy something?
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. You won't. You don't need it anymore. If you were an 18-year-old South African, would you rather go and stand in a bank and beg them for a bank account, stand in those queues and go through proof of residence and all the hoops that the banks make you jump through? Or would you be happy to download a little addition to your WhatsApp app and bang, you're in the economy system?
So
that's how easy it is.
No, sorry for interjecting, but I was just going to ask, is this a cryptocurrency or is this just Facebook introducing a currency to the world that's going to be digital?
I think you're onto something. It's not a cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
It is simply a digital currency. It is a different financial system. A cryptocurrency is decentralized and permissionless.
Mm.
This is nothing like that. This is just a second alternative, and it is a currency. It's not decentralized. It is controlled by Facebook, by the Libra Association, or by Mark Zuckerberg.
Mm.
So, and I know that this is controversial and maybe a little bit dramatic, but let's welcome in our new president, Mark Zuckerberg.
Wow. I like the fact that you also, because I think you and I, the way that you're talking, I think we might be in agreement that the Libra Association sounds like a central bank.
Absolutely. Facebook is trying to open the biggest bank in the world. That is exactly what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
They are not by any means, shape or form launching a cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
They're opening a bank.
Yeah.
And if people understand that, if the regulators understand that, then they will understand the threat. And maybe we should quickly talk about the threat.
Yeah.
You know, with, and I'm just going to go through the three sectors.
Okay.
With cryptocurrency, there is no threat because there is no central authority. There is no possibility of someone becoming corrupt and making poor decisions.
Mm.
With the government, it is a large group of people, elected people, democratically elected by ourselves.
Mm.
So there is a small chance that they could start making bad decisions for the people, but bearing in mind that we chose them and there is a certain amount of control.
Yeah.
With the Libra Association, this is very different. They have the ability to dominate and to become an overlord because they were not elected.
Yeah.
And if they control the finances, I mean, we all know they control every other avenue of our society. They know who we are, they know who our friends are, they know what we like, they know what we eat, they know where we check in. The last leg is our financial leg. If they control our finances, we are possibly handing over all of our freedom to the Libra Association. And at the risk of sounding extremely dramatic, we have a new overlord that is nothing like we've ever seen before.
I think Facebook hasn't really inspired confidence when it comes to issues of privacy, because you're talking about giving up a lot of data, which, you know, users have already done for years now. But now you're also giving away, you know, sort of financial, you know, data and the like from there. Do you think that's going to hamper their efforts to actually launch the currency next year?
Well, Facebook did see that as an obstacle. The reason I say that is because they very cleverly created the Libra Association and were very quick to announce to the press that they are not going to be using or selling our financial information. They have promised that our financial transactions will remain completely anonymous and they will not use it for ad revenue or to track us in any way, shape or form. But as you correctly point out, Facebook's reputation for privacy is not the best. So they are trying to put it a step away and create a different association, and we will see how that goes. It depends whether the people will trust them. But I think that the way that they are going to introduce the wallets and the ease that they're going to make it for us to pay with Libra Coin, with all these apps, is going to be extremely seductive and extremely easy. So even though we don't fully trust them, because, you know, we very much like sheep and we go the easiest route, adoption will not be hampered, in my opinion.
And then I want you to perhaps, you know, talk to us about the messaging that Facebook has been using, because last week I had an opportunity to actually engage with the Calibra team at Facebook, you know, and I said to them, you guys are building a central bank with the Libra Association, and they said, no, we're not. And then I asked, are you guys pegging? And they're like, no, we're not. So can you just, you know, maybe talk to us about why they might be avoiding using certain terms, or, you know, trying to frame their argument in a certain way?
I think that that's very interesting. And we know that in the early 90s, Bill Gates tried to create a currency.
Really?
An electronic currency. And the American authorities outlawed it immediately because they knew what would happen. So it comes as no surprise that the Libra Association would not at any stage put forward that they are starting a bank when it is clearly what they're doing.
Yeah.
They have found a so-called loophole with cryptocurrencies. So they would brand it as a cryptocurrency to try and get around regulation.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, get through regulators with that terminology. So I think they are very strategic. They are very clever in the way they term things. But, you know, it's plain to see that it's a bank. It's not a cryptocurrency.
But aren't regulators smart enough to just see, like, what's going on? I mean,
I definitely think regulators are smart enough, and they can see what's going on. But here's the question. Are they able to stop it? I mean, we know that China has never successfully banned the internet, and they've never successfully banned Bitcoin. You know, even though they have, at a government level, banned these things, they've just gone through. So is the American government, is the South African government able to ban any of this? Are they faced with a choice where they have to cooperate, or, you know, are they going to try and outlaw it? I don't think it's a simple question.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting one. I guess the last, you know, perhaps we can get into the realm of speculation. Banks. If I'm a bank, I'm sitting and I'm looking at Libra and I'm saying, okay, this is a currency. And I don't think banks are enemies to currency. Should I be afraid? Or do I just look at it as any other currency I'm going to have? Oh, you want, you know, US, okay, here you go. Or, you know.
Okay, in the late 80s or the early 90s, if you were a post office when email was introduced, should you have been afraid? Because they weren't. They were like, no, people are still going to use the post office.
Yeah.
And people keep thinking that the post office will adapt.
Yeah.
And right now, the post office is still around,
yeah,
but it is a shell of what it used to be.
Yes.
Now, the reason why I think that the bank can't simply take the attitude that this is another currency and we like currencies is because Facebook, Libra Coin, the network that they have, they do not need the banks.
Yeah.
The banks can play no role or cannot assist them in any way. So if I was a bank, I would understand that this is the biggest threat the banking association has ever seen, ever. So although it will take a long, long time, this won't happen overnight. It will take many years, but it is the start of the end.
Yeah, the start of the end. So banks are going to go the way of the post office if they don't adapt.
Well, I don't know how they will adapt, but very much so. If they don't adapt, they have got big problems. Look, fortunately, they've had hundreds of years to infiltrate us as a society, and we all know and trust the banks, and it is something that we use every day. So just by virtue of that, it will take a long time before that is thrown out. But what will happen is, as the youth grow up and as people no longer find a need for banks, I would say, in my opinion, and believe it or not, I'm no banking expert, but the banks have got serious problems if this currency launches. Mm.
The other group of people I'm a bit afraid for is the fintechs, because I think fintech companies have faced an adoption issue, right? An adoption issue and an interoperability issue. If I'm using Zapper, Saps, or SnapScan in one shop, the next shop might not have it, or all of those issues. And I'm thinking to myself, all the issues and problems that fintechs saw in traditional banking and were trying to address, Facebook looks like it's just going to come and do everything one fell swoop.
You're absolutely correct. I was very optimistic with Zapper, with SnapScan, because it was real solutions and it was real innovation from the financial industry. So it was very exciting, the fact that we didn't have to carry wallets and so on. But I think you are 100% correct when you say Facebook is going to come and solve all of these problems overnight. And just by virtue of the fact that they've got MasterCard and Visa on board, they've got PayPal on board, they've got all the key players on board. Mm. This is a project that is very, very likely to succeed and to dominate. So, yeah.
And then lastly, as an exchange, are you guys, have you guys begun receiving questions from, I guess, bigger players? Bigger investors around whether or not this is something to put money in for next year?
We have. I've personally published a couple of videos on it. Here's a very interesting thing, which I don't know if a lot of people realize, but the Libra Association is going to actually be launching two coins, one being a stable coin that will be used for transactions. In other words, buying coffee, paying bills, paying friends, and so on. And that coin, obviously, there's not much of an investment opportunity because that coin is stable and will not rise and fall.
Mm.
They are introducing a second coin, which is an investment coin, which will not be available to the general public initially.
Mm.
And that coin will rise as the project succeeds. And I think we know the project's going to succeed. So that coin is a wonderful opportunity. I really would like to get my hands on that coin. But as I say, it's not going to be available to the general public. It will be first given to the node operators and the elite that have partnered with Facebook. So they will once again have an opportunity to create massive wealth before it is leaked out to the man in the street. But that is the investment that we need to look for, and those are the investment opportunities that we need to take advantage of. When that coin is available, it will be similar to buying stocks in Project Libra.
Mm. So how can people follow you and actually get access to some of the information you spoke about? You said you've been publishing videos and the like. How can people actually get that?
Well, of course, you can go to our website, which is altcointrader.co.za, which is A-L-T. Or you could go to my YouTube channel, which is Rads Act. So it's YouTube/RADSACT. I put a video out every day, and you know, it's just got some general information. It's just something that I don't do for profit. It's just I do it for my personal gratification, if you want to put it that way.
Okay, cool. So that was us. We've been with Richard D'Souza, who is a senior partner at Altcoin Trader, just talking about this new Libra coin or Libra blockchain, whatever words you want to use. And he's just telling us that the financial services sector should be getting ready for massive disruption, and that there are young people around the world that are probably going to help to drive forward the adoption of this currency, and that this is not a cryptocurrency, this is a currency that just happens to be digital, and that what Facebook is doing is actually going to really, really change the way that we do transact and, you know, behave online. And regulators might not have any other choice but to just accept this thing when it comes. So that's it. That's been our show for today. Thank you so much to everyone who was listening. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab, and then on Twitter our hashtag is #BDSpotlight. You can subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. So that's it for today. Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning to everyone. I've been Mudiwa Kavaza. Our producer is Paige Muller, and remember that Business Day Spotlight is a multimedia live production.